DW. That is the sound of my children watching me practice the moves of the 1 billion rising routine.
Is that funny, is it? Is it that funny?
I'll freely admit, choreography is not my strongest suit. My feet and my brain just can't seem to agree on what I'm supposed to be doing. And I fear it was always like that. While I tried to commit the steps to memory, my daughters laughing with abandon, I had a flashback to a decisive and challenging maypole dance that resulted in my loathing of jigging in public. But in a world where statistically 1 in 3 women and girls will be subjected to physical and or sexual violence at some point in their lives, and in which 32 countries still exempt rape perpetrators from prosecution if they're married to or subsequently marry their victim, it's time to put my best foot forward. Any foot, for that matter. So on Tuesday afternoon, I took myself off to the Brandenburg Gate, where the organisers of Berlin's 1 Billion Rising demo were warming up for the big choreographed dance, Break the Chain. There were guided practice sessions, punctuated by singers, rappers and drummers, each offering their own message to all those who engage in acts of violence against women. One Billion Rising was initiated by activist and playwright Eve Ensler in 2012 and is named for the 1 billion women it aims to protect from an unnecessarily violent and abusive fate.
Every year, 22 million women and girls put their health and lives at risk by having unsafe abortions.
In its short life, the movement has galvanized millions and millions of people all over the world to make noise, and lots of it. But there's much more to it than the global events of February 14th. Around the world, 1 Billion Rising teams work steadily, relentlessly to educate children, youths and adults alike on the importance of the issue and the role that both genders play in bringing about a change in thinking and behaviour.
There's always two sides to an issue. In this case, men and women are both involved in an equal manner, just in different roles.
Michael Raj Kunzman works with youngsters here in Berlin to sensitize them to the issue from an early age.
Boys tend to be less receptive, but if we talk to them and actually spend time explaining to them the issues, of course they do understand that they do play a very important part.
Looking around at the sea of faces in the fading rays of the day's sunlight, I was happy to note that so many of them were male. And as the opening bars of Break the Chain echoed around the Brandenburg Gate, boys and men of all ages held hands with women and girls, visibly and emotionally connected by an issue that moves them all, in more ways than one. And when the final dance routine got underway, I was right there in the thick of it. My inhibitions abandoned in the name of something that actually matters. Did I do it well? Absolutely not. Was I out of step? From start to finish. Did anyone care? No, not a bit.
This report was brought to you by DW.